From one islander to another, Isle of Wight Radio proudly presents John Hannam Meets.
Delighted after many, many years to meet up again with my long-term friend, Bernie Clifton.
Well, it's not that long ago. It's only 35 years, John. Come on. Two heartbeats and here we are.
And we both look the same.
Well, have you tried my glasses? Should have gone to Specsavers.
Yes.
Yeah, we're a lucky bunch, aren't we? Still at it, still getting away with it.
I've always said about you that you were born too late. You should have been born early.
That's what my mum said. She said 15 months was quite a confinement. I know what you mean.
Would have been a megastar in music hall.
I'm a music hall at heart, but I'm a music hall variety man, and I arrived on the scene as a music hall has gone, and variety was having its last knockings as well. But I still hope to bring some of the values of that era to present-day audiences. I hope so.
Well, actually, today at Shanklin Theatre, you've been in a music hall, which is home for you, isn't
wonderful. It? Wonderful, yeah. Great atmosphere. People, not only our generation, John, but the younger generation that have never seen anything like it, like the variety, they absolutely love it. When I'm doing shows to two or three generations, the youngsters just get their noses out of their iPads and think, wow, this is different. It's live, it's 3D, and it's something that we're very lucky to have been part of and still be part of.
The first time we ever met, it was in 1983. You drove altogether 700 miles to get to the Isle of Wight and back to Blackpool.
For a one day.
Via Chesterfield, I think it was.
For a Sunday concert. I left Blackpool, stopped in Birmingham, drove all the way down, did the show, went back, drove to Chesterfield and then back to Blackpool, all 48 hours. But as a result, yes, the following year I did the summer season. So I must have got something right at the time. Crazy.
I love that summer season. And I live in God's Hill. And you, Bernie Clifton, you had a Microlite, didn't you?
Microlite aircraft, yeah.
You used to take off from God's Hill.
I did. Yeah, that's right. And somebody sent me a pair of bike clips because they were worried about the draft going up my trouser legs. That was a great season. I've still got the Microlite. Still fly it out the field at the back of the house in Derbyshire. So, onwards. Such happy times. The Isle of Wight has got so many happy memories for me.
I was in my garden one day, and I'm sure it was you that went over on a Microlite, and I thought, my God, you know, I couldn't see the ostrich, but I thought I could see you.
Well, it was called the Flying Ostrich, of course. You know? And it's been part of my life ever since I first saw one in 1980, 81, and I thought, oh, I've got to have a go at that, 40 years ago. Wow. And I'm still getting a buzz out of doing it, so onwards.
Right, last laugh in Las Vegas, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I'd interviewed everyone that was in the show, which was a great buzz for me, and I think you all did really well, don't you think?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was an experience of a lifetime. Such a privilege to have been part of it, to have been sharing a house with my buddies of 40, 50 years. You know, we've all known each other, Cannon and Balls and the Bobby Crush and the Jess Conrads and Anita, everybody. We've known each other. We've grown up together in the business. But you don't really know people till you share a kitchen with them. And tensions ran high sometimes, but we had the time of our lives. And then to go out and do the show and get a standing ovation at the end of it was icing on the cake, as they say.
They didn't think your act would go well, but you surprised them.
No, Frank Marino, the producer, our producer from Vegas, he didn't get it at all. What is it? What is the chicken? Is he drunk? What is it? But of course, I think, John, funny is funny. You know, in your bones what works and what doesn't work. So we had a super time. And as I say, the reaction to work live in Vegas and get that reaction from an audience is something I'll never forget.
I love a lot of the comments. And Jess Conrad, he said, I don't mind how small the room is as long as it's got a big mirror.
Yes, you got the first room with a full-length mirror.
Yeah.
That was one of the joys of doing reality television. They really put you up against it, you know, they pull all your strings, but it's great entertainment. And I've been buddies with all the lads, all the girls, Sue Pollard, for so long, and to be lumped together in a house and have that adventure was pretty special. I'll never forget it.
One or two British critics didn't like it. I don't understand why, because it was like real seasoned British entertainers doing well in America.
Well, it's wholesome, isn't it? That's the trouble. I used the phrase earlier, what's funny is funny wherever in the world you take it. And it appeals to such a cross-section of people around the world, you know, the visual stuff and the fact that what we're doing is standing the test of time. And I don't knock modern-day comedians at all. We're a different generation and things evolve. But nevertheless, I'm so happy that I've been around to have had a slice of this thing that we call variety.
And of course, a lot of people didn't know that you had such a brilliant voice, which visually surprised a lot of people, didn't it?
Best kept secret, isn't it? You know, yeah. I always say I was always a singer, but I just got in with the wrong set.
You made loads of cassettes, which I still got.
Yeah.
You did a song about Eddie Stobart too, didn't you?
The hunt for Eddie Stobart. Where are you now, Eddie Stobart? And cassettes are coming back. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Cassettes are coming back in fashion. So it gives you hope, doesn't it? The pendulum will swing back, John.
And of course, you were on The Voice.
And The Voice, I know. That was a wicked thing for me to do. But I've been having singing lessons, still having them.
Oh, yeah.
Found a new singing teacher about 6 months ago, doing some great work with him. And it's never too late. Never give up. Always keep on keeping on, as my old dad said. And The Voice was just a great adventure. I wrote away in private. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell my agent what I was doing until I got through. And I'm so grateful. You never know. That's that old thing about you'll never win a raffle if you don't buy a ticket. So anything's possible, John, no matter how old you are.
I've been doing this show for, I don't know, something like 28 years. And since we first met, you're on Radio Sheffield now sometimes, aren't you?
I've got a weekly show on Radio Sheffield, which is great fun. We have an audience in the studio, 30 or 40 people, a couple of guests, and we just bat things around and have a josh and have a good time. It's great entertainment. And it's very good for the grey matter. As you know, John,
yes.
Doing radio, you have deadlines and you have to come up to the mark. And I'm all in favour of that. Never, don't wind down until you have to, because winding up again ain't that easy.
Who is it?
Who's who?
Him.
Who?
John Hammam.
John Hammam. John Hammam.
John Hammam.
John Hammam.
And never mind that. Hey, rock on, Johnny.
Hey, see you soon, Johnny, baby.
John Hannam meets on I Love White Radio.
You've been a very visual sort of funny man for years, because you've done, obviously, The Ostrich, and I used to love the Red Shadow?
Yes, I know.
And the gas and the water.
Been around the world doing all my visuals, all that nonsense. And the Americans and, working on the QE2 reminded me when I came down through Southampton this weekend. That was a sheer joy. And it's now in Dubai. The QE2 is in Dubai, and I've had a private tour around it. And it was quite poignant, really, going into the big rooms. It's a floating hotel in Dubai. And some of my happiest times have been afloat that magnificent ship.
There was a lot of water used to fly about in that act as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, nobody escapes, do they? You know, it's audience participation has always been my strong card to get people involved in what I do. And it's that you cross that bridge, you know, that sort of that invisible bridge between yourself and the audience. I like to cross that immediately and get people involved, and that's where the props come in very handy.
Bernie, I just want to touch on a couple of things. You stole the 1979 Royal Variety, which was a great moment for you, because I think from memory it wasn't that great a show, but you brought it to life, really.
Yeah, I threw everything at the wall. I said to my agent, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do The Ostrich, I'm going to do The Desert Song, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he went, I think you're biting off too. Anyway, it worked and changed my life. And the Queen was reputed to be dabbing away the tears of laughter. it was an amazing evening. It was a result of a lot of hard work. And subsequently, of course, I did a Royal Variety Show where 3 years ago, David Walliams convinced the audience that the top of the bill with his comedy Ostrich, Bernie Clifton, was running late. And every time he came on to do a link, at Walliams. He said, I'm sorry, Mr. Clifton's not here. And finally, the walk down, all the biggest megastars in the world, from Robbie Williams to Lady Gaga to Barry Gibb, Sting, everybody turned upstage and beckoned me down to take centre stage and take the final plaudit. So, again, special moments, John, special moments.
Crackerjack, of course.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
I know.
Yeah, I hope they do it justice. I'm sure they will. Sam and Mark are two very talented lads. And I believe that they are going to try and keep the visual ingredients that we had all those years ago, especially because I'm here in Shanklin this weekend with Jan Hunt, of course, who we co-presented with Peter Glaze and Ed Stewart. And that they, again, so many special times. I've got so much to be grateful for.
Six marathons, at least.
Yeah, that was a good idea at the time. But I'm glad I got that out of my system. Before the summer season started here in 1984, I went down to London and ran a marathon and came back quite sore round the shins. But it was I just get a bee in my bonnet about certain things. And once I do, I get very stubborn. And that was something I never regret doing it, but I'm glad it's behind me.
Bernie, you're a genuine all-round entertainer. We talked about your comedy and you sing and you've done stage plays. You've done The Mating Game, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I dipped my toe in the water of acting with proper thespians, as I believe a lot of comedians can act. I think because we are acting when we're doing our job, aren't we?
It's the timing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But it's great experience that to cast the net so wide. Never say never. Never turn anything down. You never know.
You've been on reality TV generally. Is that good for the business or not?
I think it's the way that the pendulum has swung, isn't it? You know, everything now is a reality. I see that looking at Sid Little and the Crankies now on the Real Marigold Hotel and finding it very entertaining. Wish I was there with them. So it's just the way. When we go back like 30, 40, 50 years, there was nothing like that at all. And no doubt it'll bounce back. It'll change. Things do evolve. But I think it's part of TV is reality. And the most important thing is to be yourself.
Sadly, we both remember the great days of TV variety, you know, the Palladium and all the summertime specials, was it?
Of course, yeah. Those were from here, every seaside resort, we always went off and did a one-night stand. Brilliant. Wherever you were in the country, you'd drive down to Eastbourne or to Brighton, wherever it was, and do the Sunday show, and then back to do your summer season, when, of course, there were resident summer seasons, but alas, they are no longer.
You've got another connection with the Isle of Wight because I think your brother has lived here for a while.
My brother Michael lives here. He had a job at the prison. He said he took the job for security, but he's retired now and he lives here, as my niece and nephews. And we're due to have a big family reunion soon back in St Helens, where the family started. So it'll be great to catch up with the family. I'm catching up with Michael this weekend, but albeit briefly.
Ambition time. You've done virtually everything, haven't you, in your life? Anything else? A burning
well,
ambition?
Well, no, never. You say everything. You never know. You never know. I said to this singing teacher that I've got, if only I could have met you 10 years ago. And he said, I'm so pleased you didn't. And I said, why? He said, because 10 years ago, he said, I didn't know half of what I know now. He said, you never stop learning, which is a great thing to hold on to. Because you don't know what's around the corner. And the older you get, John, I'm not being morbid now, but I'm too profound, but the older you get, you learn how valuable time is and how important it is to live for the moment. As long as we can.
Little present there for you. I brought one or two books out, and that is about showbiz stars that I've interviewed over the years, and there's a chapter on Bernie Clifton.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Wow, John, well, that's brilliant. I'm looking for the John Hannam Showbiz Interviews, the revealing stories behind John's memorable interviews with the stars and Bernie Clifton, off stage and screen, past and present. That's very kind of you. I can't wait to read it. Great read, that, John. Looking forward to it.
I knew you were fit and well because I saw you in Las Vegas, but you haven't seen me for 20, 30 years.
You have changed. It's just like being back. We were near the roundabout. It was a studio, somewhere near a roundabout. That I can remember.
You came in one Sunday Lunchtime Live and they were re-tarmacking the roundabout and you sort of got lost, and it was the best thing that could have happened because you kept joking about it.
Oh, I forget, yeah. But no, it's a privilege. I've been very lucky and privileged to be in a marvellous business for such a long time. Long may it continue.
Bernie, congratulations on a brilliant career. You've entertained thousands over the years, and you're just what I call a real good pro.
Thank you. And here's to the next adventure, whatever and wherever it might be, John. I'll keep you in the loop.
Thank you, Bernie. Good luck and good health, mate.
My great pleasure. Let's hope it's not another 30 years.
Yes. We may not be here then.
Speak for yourself.
It's great. He's got a swell personality. He meets and greets the stars with such amenity. Good enough to make you coming out of the street. John Hannamade. That's right.
You've been listening to John Hannah Meets, courtesy of Isle of Wight Radio. Don't forget to look at my website, johnhannam.com, for news of more interviews and how you might purchase my books. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.
John Hannah Meets on Isle of Wight Radio. The best show on the wireless. Probably.